Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, got some good news for you. This summer, I know it's way in advance. Actually, it's not officially summer. It's before the summer solstice of June 21st. But we have agreed to do another charity comedy event with Pete Alonso and his wife and the Alonzo Foundation. It is going to be at the Paramount Theater, again, out in Huntington, Long Island. And we're going to add a little wrinkle to it. Evan, you know what that wrinkle is?
Wrinkle me.
Evan and I are going to broadcast our show live from the Paramount that afternoon. And then right from the show, because it's a Monday night show, we're going to go right from the show inside and boom, to a great night of laughs and comedies, and it's going to be awesome. So I'll give you all the particulars once I'm allowed to. I probably shouldn't even have said this much yet, but I just got confirmation from Spike that FAN's good with it, and we will be broadcasting live from the Paramount that day and then going right into the comedy show.
Good news, because I know some Met fans are worried. Pete is not taking that game off. There is no game that night.
There's no game.
It's an off day.
Yes.
So Pete won't miss the game.
No.
He'll be good to go to make us all laugh.
There's no Monday game for the Mets or the Yankees. And once I am permitted to give you all the details and let you know how you get tickets and all that, I will. Obviously, last one sold out in like an hour. And this will be our, third or fourth event with Pete and his foundation, and it's a great partnership, and we raise a ton of money for lots of people that need it. But just wanted to let you know, it's going to be at the Paramount Theater, and it's coming up in June. Okay.
My number one question, though, is will Big Mac be in attendance to confront Pete Alonso?
He either comes or he's fired. So yes, plus he has to produce the show. Really? That means exactly what I said.
I got to go down to Long Island on a Monday.
You
Who's going to run the board?
You think I want to go to Long Island?
It's your thing.
It is. Well, it's my thing with Evan and Pete.
Right.
And they got the best pizza place in the world across
Big
the
Mac.
Street.
Yeah,
Big
you call
Mac.
It the Craig, Evan, Pete, and Big Mac show. I'll be there.
Big Mac, this has nothing to do with Long Island. This has everything to do with the fact that you besmirched Pete Alonzo.
I besmirched him to his face. You think I care?
You did it over the phone. Now you're going to have to do it to his face.
I'll do it right to his face.
You big besmircher. That's what you are.
That's what they called me in high school, the besmircher.
Mm-hmm. Well,
it was my wrestling name.
But listen, you're going to have to see Pete in person. I know exactly what's going to happen.
You want me to go? I'll go. Someone's got to run the board, though.
Connor.
And there might be a bridge show involved. Who knows?
No, listen. Don't worry about it.
I'm busy.
Stuff,
I'm a busy
right?
guy.
Connor, you want to host the Bridge Show on that date?
Absolutely.
Great, good.
I'll run the board. I'll produce.
You run
whatever
the board and you do the show. Big Mac, you got the day off. You're with us, okay?
Fantastic.
Anything else I can do for you? You want transportation to and from also?
Yes.
Done.
Fantastic.
There you go. Not to your house, so that's crazy.
My one advice, Big Mac.
I'll get you to the city. That's about it.
What?
My advice would be watch highlights of Stubby Clap, okay? And that'll get you set for June 12th.
Stubby Clap?
Oh, you don't get the reference?
I am.
No, I don't.
Craig gets the baseball reference in Big Mac.
Stubby Clap's the guy that ragged out Pete to the ground.
Oh, that's right. Right. Yeah, the 60-year-old coach. That's right.
Remember, Pete came out afterwards and said, "You don't know my real strength. Yeah, I'm like the Hulk. If I get angry, it's going to be bad for a lot of people."
Yeah, I guess he'll put me in the hospital.
Yeah, listen, you just have to look him dead in the eye on stage and repeat.
on stage.
Everything has to be done for the audience.
Oh, my God.
And you're going to stand there in front of a man to man and go, "I think your attempt to be fan friendly is fugazi."
Oh, this is going to be great.
Whatever it is that you said. Or, hey, no, you said this. I think you said you're trying too hard.
You try very hard to connect to the fans.
Yeah. Well, you're
not even like it's
front
a
of
negative
a thousand
thing.
Fans.
Okay.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, okay.
I might even stay to the end. Here's Nick the Balloonatic. Nikki, what's going on, buddy?
Greggy, baby, what's happening?
Thank you once again for being the official balloon supplier of the third annual Fandom Reveal.
There you go. Listen, Evan.
Yeah.
He's going to be a Met fan this year, and I could tell you why.
How would you know?
I filled both of them up with Met balloons this year.
By the way,
what's the difference? He hits both balloons at the same time anyway.
That was a mistake last year.
That was amazing.
That was a total mistake.
You got to be a Met fan this year. I filled them both up with Met balloons.
Now, I will say this. If you did that, that would be one of the greatest plays of all time.
No, I didn't. I'm true. I didn't do that.
All right. Well, you could have done it, but we didn't do it. Anyhow, appreciate you always being a part of what we do here, Nick.
I love you guys. Okay, buddy? Keep up the great work.
All right. Nick is the best balloon guy in town. And matter of fact, if you guys want to bring the balloon towers in at some point prior to 5 o'clock, feel free to do that, yeah?
I also need, more cameras so I can see every aspect of this room.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
This is one of the biggest things I'm missing, not being there in person today.
Yeah.
I need to see everything, because last year was amazing when your backswing hit the other balloons, and we had Mets and Yankees balloons everywhere.
Yeah,
it was
an incredible moment.
It
was organic. It happened. Yes, but I'm going to do my best to only hit one side of the balloons this time, not both. If I told you I hadn't decided yet, would you believe that?
I would. Yeah, I think you're a last-second decider.
I think this is a tough spot.
Yeah, I 100% believe you. You don't know for sure.
I'm leaning in a direction, I can tell you that. I have not made the decision 100%. There's a lot of reasons why.
Yeah.
Obviously, I've become great friends with Pete. So why wouldn't I want to see Pete do well and be able to root for him as an actual fan? The majority of my life, I was a Met fan. The Mets are going to be good this year. They're bringing back bacon on a stick. That's a solid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Chris Christie's one of my best friends. He's on the board of directors there. Plus, he might be busy this summer. I get his box a lot. Then on the flip side, I'm very close with the Yankees. Aaron Boone's a dear friend. You know, Aaron Judge, if you remember a year ago, called us up to say, "I heard you picked the Yankees. I'm pumped."
Yeah.
Can't forget that, right?
Yep.
You know, I do get to sit in the owner's box for games whenever I want.
And do they rescind that if you pick the Mets? Because there's rumors around that they would.
I don't know.
Would be that upset about it. They would still like you. You'd still have a good relationship.
Yeah.
But the owner's box would be off limits. That's what I've heard.
That has not come up, but it would not surprise me.
Word on the street.
Word on the street. If I'm a Met fan, why would the Yankees want me in their box, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that makes a lot of sense. They're not giving me any profits from bacon on a stick.
Right.
Even though they took it from me.
Right.
Right. So, Greg, you go one of two ways. They're starting pitching staffs in shambles. The Mets relief pitching's in shambles. There are pros and cons to both teams, as you well know, obviously.
I do, yeah.
It's really a tough call for me this year.
I think the Volpe
Tough call. Volpe,
I think the Volpe stuff helps, too, though, because of the Jersey connection. You sort of know his family and you know him.
Well, his dad called us up once, right? I think it's, what's his dad? Dad's like a doctor or something.
Right. So yeah. I this one's a tight one. This is a close one. I actually go into 5 o'clock, not really knowing what's going to happen, but I am rooting. I have a rooting interest.
Yeah, you want me to be a Met fan?
A Met fan for Craigie.
Yeah, of course. By the way, because I'm fun. And you want me on that wall because I also have access to things that you guys can't get.
I honestly didn't think that the last 2 years. Like, I didn't want
you.
You
were
on
happy
that
having me as a Yankee fan. All right.
I kind of liked you being on the other side, but I don't know. For some reason this year, I'm feeling all lovey-dovey. I don't know.
Big Mac, you want me on Team Yankees again, or do you not care? And that's fine if you don't care.
No, I mean, I want you on Team Yankees.
You do.
But, you know,
that way we can have fun at their expense, right?
Yeah, exactly. I need someone.
Keeps it 2-2.
Well, yeah, when I make the jokes at their expense and we both laugh at it, that's always fun. If I have no one to laugh with, then I'm just laughing by myself.
Yeah, which, you know. Here's Mark in Staten Island on the fan. Mark, what's up, buddy?
Hello!
La, la, la.
Hey, Craig, so when the Yankees got swept out of the ALCS, I called you up and I was really upset at you. I blamed you a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, you offended me a little bit because you predicted the Astros to win the series, and I told you I don't want you back, you know, as a Yankees fan, but I've thought about it for a long time.
Uh-huh.
And I've changed my mind. I not only want you on this wall, I need you on this wall. And while you're on this wall, feel free to give, you know, Aaron Hicks and IKF a code red, because we need that. And there's one more thing you're forgetting. You named all the things about being a Mets fan and Christie and all this, yada, yada. There's something you're forgetting.
What's that?
Do you really want to spend the next 7 months buddy-buddy with Evan? You've got to go back and forth with him. You've got to come to our side. Stay on our side.
Well, there's an aspect of it. If I am a Met fan this year, where I could needle him even more.
Yeah, see, the one thing you are missing is that Craig's a Jets fan and I'm a Jets fan, and I don't think we've agreed on one thing this entire offseason. There's been just needling about everything this offseason.
All right, I'm great for Nets fraud. I want you on this wall. What am I going to say? You've got to listen.
As you know, Aaron Hicks is a substandard Marine, and his being cut, while tragic, probably saved lives. I'm with you, Mark, man. We're going to find out in an hour and a half. That's what's going to happen. 90 minutes from right now, fandom reveal happens right here on The Fan. It's very exciting. You know there's news stations downstairs?
There's news stations downstairs?
Yeah, they're coming up to cover the announcement.
Oh, are they? They're all online? Yeah. Nice.
Not online. They're outside.
No, online to get in. That's what I mean.
Well, no, they're waiting. We're not letting them up until 4:15.
Oh, I thought we had like a security line.
Oh, no.
The signing of Franchi Cordero impact you at all, by the way?
Did that sway you one way or the other?
Yeah, and by the way, which team signed Franchi Cordero?
Franchi Cordero?
It's funny you bring that up, Evan, because Big Mac and I were just talking about Franchi Cordero off the air.
Yeah.
And I want to get his thoughts on signing the left-handed reliever.
I mean, you stop after left-handed. You're almost there.
You're almost there.
I had it.
I never heard of Franchi Cordero. I don't know who he's playing for.
Well, he's the newest member of the New York. New York. Yankees.
Who's he replacing?
He's really replacing Estevan Florial, would be my guess. He's going to be the 26th man on the roster.
And he's a pitcher?
No, he's a left-handed slugger who's never really panned out at the major league level. He strikes out a lot.
Had a great spring, but yeah, it's a bit of a weird move. We'll see how it goes. They signed him to both the major league and minor league contract.
The way,
they can send him down for a little bit.
By the way, Franchi Cordero is somebody that no one will care about, but I'm going to make you this prediction because I want this on record. He had a big spring training. He's never proven himself at the major league level.
Yeah.
You've never heard of him. Mark my words, because I know Brian Cashman. By June 1st, you will all be talking about what a genius move it was that Franchi Cordero has 15 home runs already. Where did this come from? This is why Cashman's the best.
You know, it's going to be
are the kinds of moves he makes, and they work.
No, you're right.
Watch.
It's like your guy from St. Louis last year.
Matt Carpenter.
Carpenter had like 30 home runs in the first month of the year.
Mike Tauchman. Luke Voit early on.
Gio Urshela.
He is so good at this. So we can mock it today and have a good time, but you can save the tape. Come May and June, when Franchi's hit 12 bombs at Yankee Stadium, you'll all be talking about how Cashman's a genius.
Here's Kevin in Pittstown, New Jersey. Kevin, what's up, buddy?
How you doing? First time, long time.
My man, Pots and Pans, what's good?
Hey, I get all the network channels, all the sports channels, all the HBOs, Showtimes. I pay 0.0.
Yeah, I will say this. Whenever this topic comes up, there's always that one guy, you're that guy, who has that Fugazi, you know, backdoor jailbroken, stick or something like that, that gets in and watches everything and loves telling people, right?
It's all legal. It's an Android box. There's a couple guys, makers out there.
Yeah.
It's a simple box.
Yeah, but it's jailbroken.
It's all smart device. It's a smart device. It's the devices that run your Android phone.
I know, but it's a jailbroken device, dude.
Yeah. Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
I had to cut the cord. Had it. It was getting ridiculous.
By the way, you do what you got to do. I get it, but it's not above board.
It's legal.
No, it's not. No, it's not. You're listen. No one's coming to get you or nothing, but it's not legal.
I'm a taxpayer.
It doesn't matter if you're a taxpayer. With all due respect, even being a veteran, you're stealing cable channels, and I have no problem with it. But it's not legal.
Yeah.
Like I said, nobody's coming to get you at all. You're fine. Enjoy it. But let's not pretend like, you know, you're not getting something that costs money and you're getting it for free.
No, it's basically the 2023 version of what we used to have years ago with the cable box that gave you pay-per-views and Playboy and all that for free. It was illegal. Now, no one was going to take you away.
Right.
But it was an illegal box. It's the new age version of that.
It's like when we used to take, back in the day, Evan, well before your time, there was a cable box that sat in one of your neighbors or even your backyard up against the pole, and the a square block of people, all their cable went through this box. I've explained this to you before. Mm-hmm. And there were these, what amounts to these metallic tubes on the inside. And the tubes were blockers for certain channels, okay? Mm-hmm. So what someone in the neighborhood would do, they would go in the backyard, they'd open up the box. You would know exactly, you know, from eyesight, which one of those lines went to your house. So you would take all the tubes out and then reattach the coaxial cable, right? So the connection was back on, right? And in doing that, not only did you get free HBO, the entire neighborhood got free HBO. And that would last for a month. And then someone in the neighborhood would be like, wait a minute, I'm not supposed to get HBO. I don't want to pay for it. They would call the cable company up and go, yo, I'm getting HBO. I don't want it. I didn't ask for it. And I'm not paying for it. And a week later, you know, the technician would come out. He'd open the box. He'd see all those things missing. And he'd reattach them. And then nobody would have HBO again. You follow me?
Yes.
What he's talking about is just the digital version of that.
100%. 100%. Because I get this all the time, too, where I'll get tweets and DMs
saying, get a Fire Stick from Amazon.
Right.
I can jailbreak it.
This has that. Yeah, if you could find that, you want to go do what you got to do.
Right.
But for most of us, we're paying for services, and you basically have to make decisions based on your viewing habits. We all view things differently. We all have different priorities on channels that we want. And that's how you decide if this, yes, direct-to-consumer service is worth it. If all you watch is Yankee baseball, then it's worth it because you don't need anything else, right?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Because I'm at a crossroads. All right. You watch a Met game this year, an SNY. Mm-hmm. Yankee game on Yes. Knick game on MSG. They all end at some point with the same warning. And the warning is, any rebroadcast of this game is against the law. Blah, 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 blah. Right? We've all seen that a million times. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
All right. So we all are very much aware of that little warning, okay? What I'm trying to figure out, when I go on Twitter or something, or social media, and 1,000 different sites and people essentially rebroadcast highlights of the game.
You're right.
Aren't they breaking the law in theory?
In theory they are, but it's not enforced. I think sometimes they may shut it down, and so those videos sometimes go away.
Like a copyright type thing?
Like on YouTube, it happened all the time. I think a few years ago, WWE went after people that were putting their stuff up and just shut it down. So sometimes these companies, these businesses, these sports will go after you. But yeah, 98% of the time, you know, Anthony Volpe makes a diving play. I took video of it from my TV. I put it out there. I guess technically I shouldn't have.
So take John Boy Media, very successful startup company. Love those guys, right?
Right.
If they take a video of a baseball game to show you what Anthony Volpe says after making the diving catch at shortstop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Aren't they rebroadcasting someone else's content?
I think they are, but to baseball's credit.
And I'm sorry to pick on them. I could have said, you know,
Barstool does it all the time. Yeah, yeah.
You know, whomever. Bleacher, you know, awful announcing, whatever. Right?
Yes. Yes, they are, but they're also growing the game. I mean, I would say that Major League Baseball should send them a check.
So
I'm
shouldn't
not
we
joking.
Get rid of that stupid warning?
I think it's for certain purposes. I think when they see that it's beneficial to the product, why mess with it? Like, why would you do that? It promotes the game in such a great way. If it's being reproduced in a way in which
they're charging for you to see it.
Yeah,
like that,
charging negative, then maybe they'll come after you. But in the case of a John Boy or even a Barstool, it's great for the game. So why would you do anything?
No, I'm happy that, you know, the leagues let most of these operators go. Because like you said, I like seeing the highlights like you do, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I was always wondering, like I saw it on TV, I'm like, wait a minute. Why do they even put that up there when everybody does it?
I also don't know how to do it. Like, earlier today, I wanted to take video of this jackass on TV saying something really stupid.
Who was it and what did he say?
I don't remember the guy's name, and it was on, like, FS2 or FS3, I forget.
Yeah. Well.
And I couldn't figure out how to get the video other than taking my phone and recording my TV, and then it sounds like, you know,
I believe there's an app. You can use that.
What's the app?
FS1.
No, but I want to record it so then I could put it out there.
Well, record it on your DVR every morning so you can rewatch it later at night with your kids.
Okay, great. I DVR'd it. Now, how do I get it on my tablet so I could put it out there and then make a comment about what the jackass said?
Well,
how do
I do that? There's a program you could actually do through your laptop to do that, but it's too complicated for me to explain to you on the air.
Oh, so I got to use my laptop?
Okay. Yeah, basically you can run the cable through your computer, and there's a program that allows you to capture, cut, edit, etc.
So that's what, like, Barstool and John Boy and all these guys are doing.
Okay. Yes, that's exactly what they're doing.
All right,
yes.
Thank you.
And it's by the way, it's not hard.
Oh, I got another issue. I got a huge issue that maybe Uncle Craig can help me out with, all right?
Uh-huh.
So yesterday I made a douchey comment, and I really want to apologize for it.
Thank you.
I talked about how why would anybody buy the MLB The Show version with Derek Jeter when it's $40 more than the MLB The Show version with Jazz Chisholm? I don't get it. What's the difference?
You probably get some extras.
Well, you do get some extras. So I purchased the Jazz Chisholm version, and last night, right after the show, my oldest son, Jet, was so excited to play in the World Baseball Classic. And I went on my MLB The Show. I said, let's find it, Jet. He's all pumped up. USA, Mexico. There's no WBC. I Google it. It's on the Jeter version. So here's my question.
Yep.
I don't want to now buy the Jeter version. Can I just upgrade the version I already have so it doesn't cost me $150? It just costs me $90?
Did you do it through Xbox?
I did it through the PlayStation 4. And I downloaded 4? It. Yeah.
Yeah, yes, you can.
How do I do it? What do I do?
Well, that'll cost you.
That'll cost me?
That'll cost you.
I just want him to play USA Mexico. That's all the kid wants.
Let me
wants.
Ask you a question. What will it's $1.50 to get the Jeter version?
No, so the Jeter version is like $95. The regular version was $50.
Oh, so combined, you're at $150?
Right. I don't want to buy a second one. I just want to upgrade the one that I have.
So the Jeter's $95?
Yeah, how do I do it?
All right, so if you Venmo me $40, I'll help you out.
Why am I Venmoing you the money?
Well, I'm going to tell you how to upgrade without having to pay for the full version.
But then I am paying for the full version because I just gave you $40.
Yeah, but you're saving a half.
Am I, though?
Yeah, because right now for $95, you'll buy the Jeter version and you're all good. So I'm charging you $40.
And then I have to pay the other $40 to upgrade. So I spent $80.
Oh, yeah, that's a fair point.
So now so you're saving me $10, Craig. Thanks. I appreciate
it. You're quite welcome, sir. I mean, no good deed goes unpunished.
How about you do the good deed by telling me what the heck I'm supposed to do?
You shouldn't have been cheap in the first place, and you should have bought the Jeter version.
Correct. It wasn't about being cheap. I didn't know what the Jeter version provided. I didn't know that they were keeping the World Baseball Classic from us.
As we always say, Evan, a smart consumer is a good consumer.
I was a dumb consumer.
Yes, that's exactly right.
I saw the cheaper price. I didn't like Derek Jeter.
That's it.
I think Jazz is fine.
If that was David Wright on the cover, you would have bought it.
Probably.
100%. Let me a quick question. Other than the Mets tomorrow, what time is their game? 4 o'clock?
4 o'clock, yeah.
Other than the Met game tomorrow, what player or team are DeGrom. You most excited? You know, it's DeGrom.
DeGrom. You know who he's facing, DeGrom. Too? But by the way, do you know who he's facing?
Yes, I do.
No, no, seriously, because there is some interest in that.
Yes, Jolie Rodriguez.
Joely Rodriguez?
Yeah, against Jacob DeGrom. Big matchup.
No. Mm-hmm. Joely Rodriguez was a left-handed reliever yep. with the Mets who signed with the Reds.
And I think Scott Kelenic.
Yep. First of all, his name is Jack.
I think he's going up against him in the first game.
He's actually going against the Philadelphia Phillies.
Oh, he's going up against my main man.
Yeah, so
Trey
it's Aaron,
Turner.
It's Aaron Nola DeGrom. It would have been cool if it was Wheeler. I have to admit, it would have been.
Yeah, they would have also ex-Mets going head-to-head.
But no, it's Phillies Rangers, so I'll be all in on DeGrom.
And that's in Texas, yeah?
And it's at the same time. It's a 4 o'clock game, so I'll have it on in the background. But the Mets will be the focus. And, oh, yeah, doing a show with you will be the focus.
Oh, that's right. It's at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, we'll be on the air.
Yeah, maybe you come in tomorrow.
No, I'm not coming in tomorrow. Tomorrow's the one day I'm not coming in.
Oh, you're going to be a wreck tomorrow. What a show that's going to be.
I'm not going to be a wreck. I'm excited. I love opening day. It's a holiday, man.
All right, well, listen. You know what? You know what tomorrow is? It's day one. Get your act together. Today's the last day. Tomorrow's day one.
Oh, yes.
That's right.
You're damn right.
Gotta,
I love it.
Got to keep it going. Got to keep that train running, buddy.
No rest.
877-337-6666. More on the Yankees announcing the pricing for their direct-to-consumer app that allows you to watch Yankee games via the app on your phone or your smart TV. And looks like Lamar Jackson might be a Patriot by the end of the week. I wonder where you stack the Jets up at that point when that happens. All right, the balloons have been brought into the studio, and I've been asked to tell people that the Carton Dummy is making an appearance tomorrow at the Hard Rock Cafe at Yankee Stadium.
What?
The Carton Dummy is making his first public appearance.
Wow.
He will be dressed up, they tell me, in an A-Rod jersey, having nothing to do with my announcement coming up at 5 o'clock, though. And he'll be at Hard Rock because it's at Yankee Stadium. And he'll be co-hosting with Tiki and Tierney tomorrow afternoon.
Nice.
Yes.
Nice.
He'll be the entertaining one.
Yeah. Knew it was coming.
Like, I don't get a nickel off that damn dummy.
But you get the pride to know that the dummy has become famous and has lasted almost a year. I mean, I think the dummy debuted a year ago.
Right?
It's incredible.
I can tell you that dummy gets more downloads than the majority of hosts on this radio station.
I could also tell you, and Big Mac could speak on this too, a lot of the kids around WFAN, like our children, love the Carton Dummy.
Oh, is that right?
Jet still asks questions about the Carton Dummy. Like, he is a legend amongst kids. Very popular amongst the young audience, no doubt.
Good. Well, the Carton Dummy will be at a Hard Rock Cafe tomorrow morning from 10 to 2. He'll be signing autographs, he'll be taking pictures, and he'll probably be drinking 1,800 tequila while he's out there as well.
Did you take care of Big Mac? Because I know he's been begging
for opening day. I got him 2 tickets field level.
Wow.
Behind the plate. He's all good.
Wow, look at that.
Thank you. He asked, and I delivered, as I always do.
You came through.
And it's my pleasure taking his beautiful wife, who has a rare day off, and they're going to make a whole day of it. You'll probably see, he'll probably be at Hard Rock also.
Yeah, probably
because
be there.
He likes being recognized and noticed.
Sure.
Makes him feel good about himself. Oh, that's Big Mac, Carton Roberts. He'll sign some autographs, he'll take some pictures.
He also prides himself on being the voice of Yankee fans at WFAN. So he's going to try to kind of take BT's shine as the other voice of Yankee fans at WFAN. And I think Big Mac wants to be there to say, look, I'm the voice of Yankee fans. Look at me,
I want to be there to party. That's what I want to be.
You should. Hopefully
I want to be there to enjoy myself.
You guys, and that's it.
I want to be there to enjoy myself. I want to be there to enjoy the game. Good. And then, you know, I'll shine on the bridge show.
You know,
Tommy
needs a couple bucks. He said you should pay Tommy to drive you. That way, you and your wife can both have a cocktail or two, not have to worry about driving all the way back to the kidnapped capital of New York.
Did you see that Tommy Lugauer set up a GoFundMe to help him raise money for his trip to Vegas?
He was so upset about that.
He was very upset.
You are a bad guy.
He was very upset.
I want to be clear. He did not set it up. Someone else set it up thinking, they were doing him a solid to help him, you know, defray some of the costs of being in Vegas for 5 days. And when Tommy told me about it, legitimately, he was so upset that people thought that he actually set up a GoFundMe to fund his trip to Las Vegas.
Well, and
was so upset about that.
And it specifically said funding, you know, maybe making some purchases while in Vegas that he was not approving of, if you know what I mean.
What, hookers?
Yes. Yes, he didn't know.
You nailed it. You knew exactly what he meant.
There's hookers in Vegas?
Oh, sure.
I have no idea.
When did that start? Is that something new?
300
that
years ago.
They just announced? Is that right? all right, listen. Let's say hi to Charlie and Caldwell. Charlie, how are you, kiddo?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing great. What's up?
Good.
I would just like to preface with this. I did buy the Captain's Edition of MLB The Show, and it is beyond impeccable. You should have bought it, Evan.
Other than the WBC, which my kid loves, what the heck's the difference between the Jeter version of the show and the Jazz version of the show?
Well, you get a free hat with the Derek Jeter version, and okay. Derek Jeter's on the cover. There's nothing better than that.
That offers me nothing.
I mean, let me just ask you a question, Charlie. If I walk into a smoke shop on 9th Avenue and I've got a choice between Sour Diesel or the Jeter, do I buy the Jeter because his name's on it?
I mean, it depends if you pick the Yankees today.
No, forget about all that. Like you said, you take Jeter because his name's on it. So I'm giving you a real-life example. What would you do?
Yeah, I would probably take the Jeter.
Yeah, that's what I did.
Jazz Jism.
I have a word for your word game, Craig.
You know, it's funny. When I went home last night, my family said, that was the worst radio we've ever heard you and Evan do. And I'm like, yeah, thanks for the pep talk. Good. What's your word?
All right. The word is draw. So I got examples for you.
Good.
Drawing a picture.
Draw a picture. One. Okay. Yeah, draw. Yep.
Drawing blood.
You can draw blood, too. Go.
Drawing straws, you know, see who gets the short end of the stick.
I'm good. That's a little on the line for me. Go ahead.
A draw, like you tie.
Yep, that's three.
100%, yeah.
Drawing a blank.
Okay. Yeah,
why wouldn't that one count?
I'll give
that
you
fits.
Four on that. Go ahead.
A 50-50 drawing.
That's a tie. Okay. Mm-hmm.
A drawing account. Counting term.
Now I'm bored. Thank you for the call, Charlie. Appreciate it.
You were kind of saying draw the same way.
Yes, just right. Multiple times.
Like that's the only exactly ones he said is.
I even think drawing a blank and drawing blood is kind of the same drawing.
Draw because it's coming to something.
Yeah.
Like
drawing. Yeah.
If he said his golf swing has a natural draw to it,
right.
I would have accepted that. As opposed to a slice.
There were clearly two definitions of draw that we would accept, 100%. But the rest of it was, I'm just saying the same thing over and over again.
Oh, Evan, because of my golf prowess, I got invited to play in a major pro-am tournament coming up at well-known golf club in New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I may play, and they asked for my handicap. And when I told them, they hung up on me. And then they called me right back and said, that was an accident. We just couldn't believe it. Yeah. So, like, what's that all about?
Are you actually going to play in said tournament after telling them you have a handicap of 72?
The problem is that Metro still has my clubs. He has kidnapped my clubs like he's in a gang in Cabo, unfortunately. And I don't know if I'm ever going to get them back. So I'm trying to get Constantine Maroukalis to negotiate the release of my own personal golf clubs, which I have not seen since 2017 now.
And yet you have a handicap of 72?
No.
Yet you haven't seen your clubs in 6 years?
My handicap is a 3. I shoot about a 72,
a shoot
74.
Whatever you're phrasing.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. So if anybody knows Metro and can have maybe my clubs given back to me, I would highly appreciate that. Because it's at a point now where it's like, you know, I don't even want to speak to him anymore.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, you stole my... You didn't steal them. You babysat them. But now I've been back for 3 years. It'd be nice if you just come in and give me my damn clubs back. You know
I mean,
what
I'm saying? It's been so long. Yeah. I don't think they're your clubs anymore.
Well, I know. I think that's what he's saying. It's like when people squat in a vacation home for 9 years and they go, "It's ours now."
Well, how many things did Boomer have from you that he just said, "Hey, enough time has gone by. It's mine now," right?
My refrigerator.
Your refrigerator, the beautiful American flag picture. Wasn't that yours initially?
No, we both had one of those. Yeah. Oh, no. You're right.
Thank you.
He took the one from my office. You're right. Yeah. Now, he had his own, but I think he took mine also. I think you're right about that.
See?
Yeah. And he took my refrigerator. That's right. He's probably got some other things in there, too. I'll have to check. He's probably got some things in the studio over there I might want to go get also.
Yeah.
All they did was rip my name off the wall and throw Greg's up there.
That's it.
I saw Greg today on the streets of Manhattan. It was very strange.
Why?
Because it was 11 o'clock and he was still in the city.
You thought he was gone already?
10:01. Usually he's back in Long Island by 10:40 usually.
Did you guys have a nice conversation?
We had a very nice conversation, yes. It's always good seeing my pal Greg Giannotti. Yes, it is. He told me that Spike was freaking out today on him.
Why? About what?
They're doing that We Hate Religion Friday show in New Jersey. Yeah.
We Hate Religion
Friday. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're doing their special uncensored show, and then what happened?
No, they Spike said to be the upset. Name of the show is We Hate Religion.
Oh.
Yeah. You know, it's Passover and Good Friday. Screw both of the major religions in this town. Yeah. So, I don't know. He was freaking out about something.
So, Spike was upset about that?
Yeah, I guess. Huh. I guess so, yeah. No, not about the fact that they're heathens and they're mocking religion, no. Oh. It was about something else.
Oh, now I'm curious.
And, they obviously need my help. Here's Joe in Port Washington. Joe, what's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, thanks for taking the call. How you guys doing?
Doing great. You know why I'm doing so great? The Jets, on paper, have the best team in football.
Exactly why I'm calling. Mm-hmm. Got to ask you a question.
Sure.
We've been watching all the free agents drop by the wayside since at the end of our season. We knew we were going to go after a quarterback. We wanted Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
We've seen him go one at a time. And now this guy mentioned that Jackson might be going to New England at the end of the week.
Lamar Jackson?
Right?
Lamar Jackson will not be a New England Patriot. Mac Jones will be their quarterback.
I thought that's what you said by the end of the week. But
that's what Craig said. Craig's wrong, but that's okay.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, my point is you're waiting all this time, and they're talking about the number one pick. You don't want to give it away. I'll name two number one picks we had. We've had Darnold and Zach.
I'm going to help you out. Let me help you out, Joe, because I hear you saying, but let me just help you out just with some
facts. Help him out before I lose my mind. Go ahead.
Here's the deal.
You're not going to lose your mind. Don't lose your mind with me.
He's all good. I'm going to help you out there, okay? Here's the deal, and this is the deal, and it's essentially done. There may or may not be a pick swap of the first-round picks this year, which is not that big a deal because the Jets are 13, Green Bay is 15.
By the way, I want to clarify this for a second.
Yeah,
because
please do.
I went to that chart that general managers actually look at. There's a value chart for all these draft picks.
Yep.
The Packers at 15 and the Jets to 13. It doesn't seem like a big deal. I've even admitted it's not a big deal.
Right.
When you take a look at the NFL draft value chart, that jump is worthy of a third round pick. So that's basically what that is. And you can decide that's too much or too little. I just want you to have perspective on this. Going from 15 to 13 is the equivalent of a third round pick. So on your deal, whatever you're putting in, it's a third round pick as well.
Now listen, but here's what's going on, Joe, just so you know. Even if they don't swap picks, but I've been told that they will, the New York Jets are acquiring are giving up a second round pick that they just got from Cleveland for Elijah Moore, which is 43rd overall. They're also giving the Green Bay Packers a second round draft pick in 2024. And the holdup right now is that because Aaron Rodgers opened up his big fat mouth and told the world that when he went to the darkness retreat, he was 90% of the mindset that he was going to retire.
Right.
So the New York Jets told the Packers, look, if he was 90% this year, what if he feels the same way next year? So they're trying to put a clause in that essentially says this. If Aaron Rodgers has a kick-ass year and the Jets go to the Super Bowl, the Jets agree that the second-round draft pick they're giving up in 2024 becomes the first-round draft pick. And they are asking in return for that that the Green Bay Packers say if Aaron Rodgers retires after 1 year with the New York Jets, the Green Bay Packers will return a second-round pick to the Jets in 2025. That's right, where we're at.
Right, but if you look at the Jets as a whole, whether if Rodgers comes here for 1 year,
yes,
as long as we make the playoffs and win, we still have a young, exciting, strong team.
Well, but you have a problem with that now. So you're saying, all right, we make the playoffs, great year, but we don't win the Super Bowl. No, we should, right? Okay, so here's my only issue with that. Forget about Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson is dead to us. You know that. The only issue outside of that dumb point that I have with what you're saying, which is, hey, make the playoffs, win a couple games, but don't win a Super Bowl. We've got a great young nucleus, all well and good. The issue with that becomes, if Aaron walks away, you're in a very bad spot because, again, you don't have a quarterback. Could you find another one, maybe?
You go back to the situation that the Jets had going into this offseason, which is you're looking for a quarterback.
Now, win a Super Bowl, and who the hell cares?
Well, and also, I remind you this. There's going to be a quarterback available next offseason that none of us are thinking about. None of us are thinking about it. I don't know who it is.
Maybe it's Joe Burrow.
I doubt it. I've dreamt of that the Bengals, at the end of the day, Mike Brown is so cheap that maybe he'll find a way to screw that up. He's not, though. Joe Burrow's going to be a Bengal forever. But the point is, we can't worry about next year or the year after that because there are going to be opportunities that none of us see coming. None of us see coming.
Right.
So you got to worry about the now. Now, his initial point of just, he started listing, and I'm glad you cut him off, but he started listing all the bad first round picks
right,
as if that's a justification for giving one up. You don't have to give it up. So why would you give it up?
Right.
You don't have to. As I've argued with Craig for weeks about, and I've turned out right, they don't have to give up a first round pick in this year's draft to get Aaron Rodgers, which is great news. It really is. And by the way, I push back on the 13-15 swap. I'm not saying it's a deal breaker. I'm not saying at the end of the day I wouldn't just agree to it. It's the equivalent of a third round pick.
You probably would agree to it just to get it done, but you don't have to. That's right.
But I still think I'm in the position of power where I don't have to give that up.
I don't even think there is power. Now, listen, the deal's getting done, right? I mean, it's getting done. We all know it's getting done. The worst thing would be for this to go after the draft because even Kuntz said if it goes beyond the draft, it changes everything.
And that's the problem. It just, the whole framework of the trade is different.
I think that's right. I think he's right.
Well, of course he's right because you're not getting guys to help you this season.
Right.
So all of a sudden, and you also don't know the picks you're getting. Like every pick you get from the Jets this year, you know right now, okay, it's 42nd overall. Okay, here's who's 42nd on my draft board. When you start talking about a year from now, Craig, you have no idea where that's going to fall.
That's right.
No idea.
No, I just know this, that when I started putting together my carton power rankings, NFL teams on paper, Jets are number one.
We're not ahead of the Chiefs, bro. Come on.
Oh, yes, we are.
We're not ahead of the Chiefs. I wouldn't even put them ahead of the Eagles right now, but the Eagles are irrelevant.
I would.
It's a different conference. Cincinnati, Buffalo, Kansas City have earned those top three spots. The Jets are at four, and if things can click and this defense can force turnovers in the second half of the year and Breece Hall can return healthy and Aaron Rodgers can get back to who he was 2 years ago, then absolutely the Jets are in the mix with the four best teams in the AFC. But there's a lot to prove before they climb above Buffalo, Cincy, and certainly Kansas City.
I want to congratulate a restaurant in Brooklyn, Evan, called Department of Culture. Have you eaten at this place?
I have not. We're in Brooklyn.
It is a Nigerian restaurant that was just voted by the James Beard people best new restaurant.
Really?
In the country.
Yeah. How close is it to Barclays Center?
Well,
maybe I'll stop by.
That's why I was asking if you and your wife have been there.
So you're saying it's close to Barclays?
Well, it's I don't know exactly where it is in Brooklyn. Let me find out right now.
Fifth
it's
Avenue?
It's over on Nostrand Avenue.
Oh, no, it's not.
Yeah. Oh, well. Anyway, it's only open Wednesday through Saturday anyway.
Wednesday through Saturday?
And they only do two seatings, a 6 o'clock seating and an 8:30 seating.
How the hell do you get a seat there?
It already doesn't sound like my kind of place. Too many rules. Why? What if I want to eat at 7 o'clock? You can't?
Yeah.
Stupid. Anyway, congratulations.
Well, congratulations, but how the heck do you go? Well, if I wanted to go, I can't even go.
Can't go? You can't go. Sorry. You cannot go now. There you go.
I do need some restaurants in Brooklyn. That's the best way I can convince my wife to go to Nets games. I'm like, ooh, we go to a nice restaurant before the game.
Oh, man, you should go to, Brooklyn Roots. I keep saying it's in Bay Ridge, nowhere near the arena.
Well, that doesn't help. I go to Broccolino, which is right across the street from Barclays.
Of course
Center.
You go to Broccolino. All Dude, the I'm Europeans go to Broccolino.
Bro, Broccolino is tremendous.
I didn't say it's not, but
if
it's
you're
a tourist
going
trap.
To tonight's Nets-Rockets game, yeah. Broccolino, yeah. And get the Broccolino. They actually have something on the menu called the Broccolino. Very good. Very good.
Well, you never heard of Broccolino before?
I have heard of Broccolino. I eat
because
it.
Because you go to Broccolino. What else does your wife order for you while you're there?
Drinks. Very fruity drinks. I love it.
Let me just see if any of the New York restaurants want anything.
I need there to be a fruit associated with my drink for me to enjoy it. That's where I am in life right now.
You said a fruit or food?
A fruit.
A fruit?
Like a watermelon or like an apple.
Are you like a spicy watermelon margarita guy?
Oh, dude, yeah. Watermelon. When I was in Vegas, I wanted to get a watermelon teeny. And I ordered it, and then as soon as I ordered it, I said, yeah, my wife loves the watermelon teeny. And then as soon as it comes, I grab it and I start drinking
it. Oh, you felt like it was like emasculating to order it?
I was just having fun. I just love fruits in my drinks.
Yeah, by
That's
the
where
way,
I'm at
so
now.
Do I. I've got a real sweet tooth.
Me too.
Also, congratulations to Charlie Mitchell, Clover Hill, Emerging Chef. There you go. And Coat, which is a highfalutin place that you would never go to. Got outstanding wine and beverage.
Oh.
So three New York City restaurants.
Nice.
On the James Beard Awards. There you go. Here's KC in Long Island on the fan. KC, what's going on?
Hey, guys. Are you guys either picking the Mets to make the World Series or win the World Series?
Well, that's tomorrow's show.
I'm so glad you asked that question because coming up at about 6 o'clock, the posting of the latest Rico Bronya with in-depth MLB predictions, and you can hear exactly what I picked in every division and in the World Series. But I'll give you a spoiler alert. I did not pick the New York Mets to win the National League pennant. I did not.
Okay, because as the team is constituted right now, with no DH and two backup catchers and no closer, I see them as a 90 win team.
Yeah, but guess what? You can still win a World Series that way.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. And Greg's right on about that. How many wins did the Phillies have last year? They got to the World Series.
88.
Yeah, but I see them struggling to make the playoffs unless at the trade deadline they do something big.
You know why you feel that way? Because you're a Met fan.
No, I want to push you on this because I think it's very easy to say something like that. And if you have an answer, I'll respect it. Six teams make the playoffs, right? Six teams in the National League make the playoffs. Can you name to me the six teams that are going to make the playoffs above the New York Mets out of curiosity?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Atlanta.
Fine.
St. Louis, Los Angeles, San Diego, Milwaukee, and possibly the Phillies.
All right, so that's where we disagree.
They're going to be in a fight with the Phillies and Milwaukee to make that spot.
Okay. By the way, I appreciate the answer. I don't buy that the Brewers and the Cardinals are both better than the New York Mets. And the truth is, the way the National League is lined up, if you're better than one of those two teams, unless there's a surprise team we're not thinking of, like Arizona, like Miami, like San Francisco, you make the playoffs. So I don't buy. Look at the Brewer lineup. You want to rip the Met lineup? Okay, let's talk about the Brewer lineup. You want to rip the back end of the Met bullpen? Let's talk about the Phillies relying on Craig Kimbrell. How good is Sir Anthony Dominguez? How good is he? Gregory Soto now finally in a big spot. For all the issues you can find with the Mets, which are fair, I can push back and name about every other team in the National League. You know, we talk about the stars in Philadelphia, and they have a lot of stars. You know who their first baseman is right now? His name is Derek Hall.
Yeah, because Rhys Hoskins tore his ACL.
Have you heard of him? Their center fielder is Brandon Marsh. Jake Cave, I guess, is going to DH a lot. Like, they've got holes in their lineup, too. And the other thing I'm sick and tired of hearing about, because I've heard Met fans say it, non-Met fans say it, is basically Daniel Vogelbach sucks. I don't think an 830 OPS sucks. That's just me. That's the way I look at things. And that's what he did for the Mets last year after that trade. They got nothing from the right side, I agree, and that's going to be a big question right out the gate. But I think sometimes we look at the issues the Mets have and we kind of times it by 10 while ignoring every other team in baseball. And the point is, six teams make the playoffs in the National League. So my confidence in the Mets making the playoffs is partially the fact that I disagree that you can truly name six teams that will make it ahead of them.
Well said. And once you get in, you saw what the Phillies did last year. You're as good as anybody else to making a run.
Craig, that's a different story. So postseason is like a reset. So that's why this discussion of can they win a best of five, can they win an ALCS, it's so irrelevant to have that conversation right now. What it's about is can you make the postseason? I'd like to win the division. I wanted to win the division last year. But the truth is, can you be one of those six teams to make the postseason? And what I reject is the idea that the Phillies, the Braves, the Dodgers, the Padres, and then both the Cardinals and Brewers are all going to finish ahead of the Mets? That I disagree with.
You know what's happening right now with Met fans and Yankee fans on social media that I've never seen happen before? And it's actually quite clever and interesting to me. There are mostly women, but some men as well, who are now introducing themselves on social media to, in theory, the entire fan base. So, for example, there's a gal named Bree, who's a huge Yankee fan. She claims to eat, sleep, and breathe Yankees baseball. She yells at the TV when she's not in the Bronx. When she does go to home games, she sits in right field in section 103 or 104, and she invites you to come by and say hi. Why don't you do that?
What?
I think you should do that.
Why am I going to do that?
Because then people come by, say hi, take pictures, and you can become like a famous fan.
How do I say this without sounding like a douche? I'm going to really be careful.
Because this young gal named Bree, very attractive woman, who's a big Yankee fan, she's now setting herself up as like super fan and wants people to come by and take pictures and say hi and hang out. Yeah. And I mean, I don't know, maybe she'll have like a special private account for Yankee fetishes or something like that, and she'll make some money.
Well, other than that last part, all that stuff already happens to me at Citi Field. So why am I going to promote it?
But you don't make money off of it, right?
No, I don't make money off it, but I get a lot of highs, which I appreciate, and a lot of can I take a picture, which I appreciate. I'm good. Well, good.
All right, so you don't want to announce it on social media?
I mean, haven't I already announced it? I'm a Met fan. I'm at, like, every game. You know where I sit. I'm underneath Howie. You know the deal.
No, I know exactly where you sit, but you don't make a whole thing out of it, okay?
Why am I going to make a thing out of it?
What's that?
Do you want me to make a thing out of it?
I mean, I think it'd be good for you, 100%.
What am I offering people?
By the way, breaking news story, Evan.
Yeah.
Oh, am I going to get great joy out of this?
What?
Am I going to get great joy out of this?
Before you tell me, what sport?
Baseball.
Baseball related. Is somebody
baseball
hurt?
Nobody's hurt.
All right, good.
No. This is a feel-good story for the masses.
A feel-good story for the masses. Is it going to impact your fandom reveal
it's
in less than an hour?
It's going to impact you.
It's going to impact me?
Yes. This has a direct impact on you. Before Anthony Volpe agreed to wear number 11, he called Brett Gardner. And he asked Brett Gardner for his blessing.
Oh, come on. Who told you that?
According to Joe Bick, Gardner's agent, Gardner gave Volpe his full approval and wished him all the best with number 11.
Who's reporting?
Jack Curry at Yes.
Damn it, Jack's the most reliable guy.
Now, why don't we back up the truck a couple hours to the start of our program?
I don't remember.
When I told you as a fact that Anthony Volpe would have reached out to Brett Gardner. Does anybody here remember what Evan said?
I do not.
Connor, Big Mac, do any of you guys remember what he might have said?
Yeah, I vaguely remember he poo-pooed it at the very least.
He poo-pooed it.
Yeah, said no. Now, why? Why would you do that?
Right. He poo-pooed it as if he knew better, and I was out of my mind. And I believe there was even some type of promise that he made that something might take place on this show. What was it, though? We're going to have to go back and check the tape.
I honestly don't remember. You must have to check the tape.
I believe the tape is being checked as we speak. Uh-huh. Oh, you wouldn't call Brett Gardner up. There's no reason to call. And I go, it's the right thing to do. You call Brett Gardner up. You ask for permission. He, of course, is a mensch. Classy guy, said yes. Right?
Well,
uh-huh.
I do trust Jack Curry. I think he's one of the best reporters out there.
And he's quoting the agent of Brett Gardner.
And he is quoting the agent of Brett Gardner. I've now read the tweet. Craig is not making it up.
Uh-huh.
So I just want to be the first person to formally apologize to Anthony Volpe and to Brett Gardner. Anthony is a class kid. He felt for some reason, I got to get Brett's permission. He did. Brett showed a lot of class by basically retiring. I mean, isn't this him saying I'm officially retired? I'm giving up my number 11?
Yes, he is officially retired now.
Brett Gardner has given up the dream of being the coach's son and playing for the New York Yankees yet again. Mm-hmm. And so major kudos to Volpe, major kudos to Gardner.
It's a
new era.
Major kudos to who else?
Anthony Volpe.
Yeah, and to who else?
Brett Gardner.
And keep it going. Keep that train running, buddy.
Jack Curry.
For reporting it. Something that, of course, I had to bring up on the show. Followed up on it because he's a good reporter.
I would give major credit to Joe Bick, the agent for Brett Gardner.
For being available. That's right.
And major credit to Al Leiter, because I know Al was listening, since he's a good close friend of yours.
Why would Al Leiter be involved?
He heard
involved.
It, knows the Volpes, and said, hey, quick. Yeah. Have it been call up Brett.
I'll tell you right now. We are getting the tape from earlier today, because I forget what you promised or what I asked for as well.
Oh, I don't think anything.
Oh, I think something.
I don't think there was anything I promised.
Because I told you, I'm always right eventually. Just took 2 hours to be proven right. That's all. I think it was in relation to Lamar Jackson being a Patriot. Bob.
Why would anything that has to do with Anthony Volpe and Brett Gardner come back to Lamar?
Because it's an example of you not trusting me and taking some other hack's word for what's going on when I know better.
That's true.
Why.
Yeah, so earlier today, after Jeff Howe of the Athletics said the Patriots aren't interested in Lamar Jackson, I just put that info out and said, another day, another thing Craig Carton is wrong about.
We have breaking audio, Evan. Why don't we go into the Carton and Roberts time machine and take a listen to what may have happened earlier today?
So if Brett Gardner, if Anthony Volpe reached out to Brett Gardner to kind of ask about number 11,
mm-hmm.
I will take my L by issuing a deletion of that tweet, okay?
No, you'll make an actual statement on Twitter.
I'll make a statement on Twitter.
Yes.
Fine. Now, what do I get?
I will script that statement. And
I didn't agree to
that. Script that statement.
I did not agree to that.
So I will send you a text message. You can copy it and paste it. You will delete your original tweet about the Lamar thing. And you'll put out a tweet that I will write for you during the next break.
So what I will do is, let me compromise.
No, delete the initial tweet. No, there's no compromise. This is the agreement men made.
No.
We're men.
I offered
we
to
shook hands on it virtually, and we have an agreement. I'm writing the tweet now.
I said to you I would delete the tweet. You turned that down and said, no, you're going to issue a statement. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to quote tweet my tweet with the new statement. Wow, I think that's more than fair.
That new statement is coming your way.
Okay.
All right. I'll get it to you during the next break in a little bit.
I appreciate it. I will have an editor on hand just to make the necessary changes.
No. Again, no editing. I will write out something that you will post on Twitter. Right now, we are 35 minutes away from the third annual Carton Fandom Reveal Party here on WFAM. The balloons you might be able to see if you're watching on SNY are behind me. There are Yankee balloons. There are Met balloons. Some of those balloons will be popped when they get popped. Either Yankees or Mets gear flies all over the room, and that'll make it clear who I'm rooting for and what team I'm a fan of this year. Okay?
Yes, very exciting.
Now, you might remember a year ago, Aaron Judge called into the show to thank me for picking the Yankees. Will somebody on the team I pick call in this year? The answer is yes.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Who will it be?
There is a well-known person involved with one of the two teams. It'll be a relatively quick call because they're all very busy getting their stuff together, spending time with family and whatnot, you know, or wives or girlfriends or kids or whatever it might be. But it has been arranged. There is a representative of each team standing by to call in once I do the reveal to welcome me to their squad. That is coming up in a half hour here exclusively on The Fan, okay?
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.